the wind, preventing even the ambient sound of rustling leaves. As still as the grave was an expression people used, and it was true. The nameless forest betrayed even the quietest of indiscretions. Spread out around the three men, three more figures moved through the woods. Unlike the soldiers, these three made no sound. Their feet passed through piles of leaves and fallen branches untouched. Reapers called them spectral assets, ghosts who served alongside the living. They hunted and killed in exchange for freedom. A bound spirit could never travel more than a mile from the object that held it rooted to the living world, but those recruited by Reaper Company traveled where their living partners traveled. They could see the world and be a part of it like no other spirit could. For those who didn't care about taking lives, joining up was a simple choice to make.
"There's nothing here," the lead ghost hissed.
He was stocky and intimidating, with eyes the color of fresh blood. His lower lip had been torn off down to the chin, exposing his jaw and bloody gums in a way that made him look like savage. He walked hunched over, almost lumbering, and had arms the size of a normal man's legs.
"Keep it down, Zeph,"
his human companion admonished. The big ghost stopped and turned to look back. The three soldiers were hidden behind night vision goggles, but he always knew where his partner, Lerner, was. He could feel the pull of his haunted item stashed in a pocket on the man's side.
"It's been weeks," the ghost growled. "If he's not dead, he's left the country."
"You have your orders," Lerner said.
Zeph had only become Lerner's partner the month before. Before Reaper Company came calling, he was a resident of Big Mac, the Oklahoma State Penitentiary. He'd been scheduled to die by the electric chair in 1964, but ended up getting killed on the yard. He took the other guy with him. Over half a century he'd been on the prison grounds until a suit covered in military medals showed up and plucked his haunted item, a Bozo the Clown Pez dispenser, from a box of junk left in storage. The man made him an offer and he accepted. But he never expected to be wasting his freedom wandering forests on the other side of the world for weeks on end. Better to have stayed in the Oklahoma prison. At least there were fights to watch. The ghosts of the forest offered no answers. None of them spoke English, and even what could be translated was useless. They were too old, some more than a century, and they all seemed trapped in their memories. The three living men split up, each taking a new quadrant to search. Their coverage of the forest was systematic. Zeph thought it was dumb. The woods had to be hundreds of acres. Three men and three ghosts couldn't search it all, and even if they did, their coverage area was too small. Their target could slip past them 100 times over. Zeph watched the other spirits drift away with their partners. They were as dull as the living they worked with. Soldiers seemed stupid to him, just fools who allowed someone else to boss them around. Taking orders had never been Zeph's strong suit. He preferred doing whatever he wanted, whenever he wanted. That was how he ended up in prison. They delved deeper into the woods. Lerner had night vision and thermal scanners to find anything alive among the trees. The monotony of it